portion brought to you by Ray's Auto and Truck Service on Colorado Avenue in Avon, just south of I-90, family-owned and operated since 1979. And joining us this morning from the North Coast Chamber of Commerce, John Soboluski. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It was either you or we're going to talk to Echo, the Amazon parrot, here as well. So we appreciate you coming in and sharing a little bit of the morning with us. Tell us a little bit about the North Coast Chamber of Commerce. We know that there's a Lorain County Chamber of Commerce. What region does this serve?
The North Coast Chamber of Commerce is composed of four cities: Avon, Avon Lake, Sheffield Lake, and Sheffield Village. It's the four cities in this area, but there really aren't any boundaries. We have members from as far as Sandusky, Toledo. We have members from, there aren't any boundaries as far as the chamber is concerned.
Well, a lot of times it's those businesses, maybe the people in the communities can use services from those other businesses or sell things to people in those regions too, I guess.
That's exactly right. We have, you know, health insurance benefits, and we have workers' comps and businesses in Toledo can use. We have tons of different services. And I'm so impressed. I'm listening to the show this morning, and just about all your advertisers, your sponsors, Bradley Dean is, you know, a member of the chamber. Ray Gillis is our president. The Crushers, you know, are in the chamber. So it's a wonderful organization, and it's all about promoting business.
We had the mayor on yesterday of Avon, and he talked about how they have sort of the state of the mayors, and it's those same mayors from those cities you mentioned kind of discuss their businesses together, right?
Yes. Every year we have a huge lunch. It's at Tom's Country Place. And a matter of fact, would like to invite all the listeners to attend the lunch. It is it's going to be the 16th tomorrow, and it's at Tom's Country Place. And the four mayors, you know, give their state of the city. It's a wonderful event.
How does what they have to say impact what you do then, or the business community in a sense?
Oh, we have four fantastic mayors there that are definitely pro-business. You know, the business community is what really, really supports the cities, you know, the tax dollars. And they have a great camaraderie. The four of them just play off each other. It's really a wonderful event. I hope more people can attend.
And in recent years, we've seen growth, business growth, in those communities, especially in Avon.
All the communities are booming. All the communities are booming. The Chamber of Commerce, the best way to describe it is people will do business with people that, all things being equal, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And go on to say, all things being unequal, they'll still do business with people they know, like, and trust. And that's what the Chamber's about, building relationships. We have we have tons of networking opportunities and events. We have a golf outing, which is on June 2nd, that always sells out. And the proceeds from this golf outing go to our scholarships for the four cities, the high schools. So we have given away over $100,000 in scholarships over the years. We give, you know, scholarships to the three major high schools in those areas.
90 runs through all of these cities. The corridor, different interchanges have been developed. There's a lot of things happening now on Chester and places like that. As part for the chamber, then, do you sort of keep an eye on the businesses that are coming and sort of try to invite them into the chamber, or keep in contact with how things are growing or what opportunities are available for your members?
Yes, we welcome them. It can be intimidating. We have these events called Power Hours, which are, we actually have seven chambers of commerce, we'll say six chambers of commerce, to get together, you know, once a month, maybe twice a month, and we'll have an event from last week. We had it at Red Tail, and we had a couple hundred people there. And then we're having one at GK Polishing in Avon, and all these are just welcoming businesses to the community. So it can be intimidating. A new business person starting up or comes to an event, well, we have an ambassadors committee that welcomes them and takes them under their wing and shows them the ropes and the advantages of the chamber.
You mentioned the golf outing. If somebody wants to get involved with that, how may they do so?
All they have to do is go to the website, northcoastchamber.org. It does sell out. It's first come, first serve. And it's, again, June 2nd. And we have a very unique, this is where a lot of the proceeds from the scholarship come. We have a ball drop where you buy a golf ball, they're numbered, you know, 1 to 500. Then we have a helicopter fly over the driving range and drop 500 golf balls. And if your golf ball is the bottom one in there, you win $1,500. We've been doing this for probably 10 years.
The bottom one in what?
In, oh, I'm sorry, you go on the driving range, everybody's watching this, and then they put a pin,
okay.
A golf hole, you know, a cup, and they drop. It's so cool to watch 500 golf balls being dropped. And
I'd like to see that.
Well, you
doesn't
not,
that sound like fun?
Sure. I guess they could sell hard hats while they're at it, too. Maybe it's insurance or something. But, well, how high does a golf ball bounce once it comes out of a helicopter?
Is this it looks more like a pool table when these golf balls are bouncing all over the place and bouncing off each other. And
wow. Interesting, too. More recently, the Lorain County Chamber had the Polish contingent come through, something like that. They were making some tours. I think they might have stopped at Flavor Seal and some other places like that. You keep realizing that there's businesses that serve the community, but there's local businesses also that have sort of a larger reach international. Is that something that you're kind of on top of, too?
We definitely correct. We have international businesses. We have one person working out of their home. The chamber is for everybody, you know, and with this opportunity we have through this Power of More operation, you know, where we have the six chambers together, we have 2,600 members. So we always say, if you can't get business from the chamber, maybe it's not the chamber's fault.
Yeah. You got to look at your own business and figure it out. But that's sometimes too, if people are able to, if someone's successful, you want to see why they're successful and maybe copy them or at least utilize whatever ways that they are getting their business to succeed, and that's something that you can obviously help with. And you mentioned also like health insurance and things like that. There's a lot of small businesses that have issues on that, not sort of on the what they sell, but just maintaining their employees, that you can help with too.
Exactly. There are tons of benefits. We could, you know, talk for hours about the benefits and advantages of being involved in the chamber.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in. If people want to get a hold of you or the chamber, your chamber, how do they go about doing that?
I would just go to the website, northcoastchamber.org, and everything's there.
Everything's there to find out all about it. Again, John Sobolewski joining us this morning at North Coast Chamber of Commerce. This segment brought to you by Ray's Auto and Truck Service on Colorado Avenue in Avon.